DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Preliminary predictions for the Italian election put the results on a knife's edge. Public broadcaster RAI-TV has projected that the center-left had a slight advantage over Silvio Berlusconi in the lower house of parliament, while Berlusconi's alliance held the edge in the Senate. The newcomer five-star movement led by former comedian-turned-activist Beppe Grillo looked set to come in third with around 20% and has emerged as a clear third power. Senior members of the center-left told RAI that if their predictions were correct, the result would be political deadlock and fresh elections. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, speaking at a news conference with Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Monday, said that the European Union should move forward with its talks with Turkey about joining the bloc, but that she remains skeptical about the nation becoming a full member. Turkey began EU accession negotiations in 2005, but has made little progress since then because of a dispute with EU member Cyprus and opposition by some in Europe to admitting a populous Muslim nation into the bloc. Erdogan has said in the past that Turkey might lose interest in becoming an EU member if it doesn't join by 2023. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim said on Monday that his government is ready for talks with its armed opponents. That is the clearest offer yet of negotiations with rebels fighting to overthrow President Bashar Assad. However, Mualim said at the same time that Syria would pursue its fight against terrorism. Russia's Itar Tass, which reported his remarks, did not say whether Mualim had attached any conditions for the dialogue. Muaz al-Khatib, head of the opposition Syrian National Coalition, told reporters in Cairo he had not been in touch with Damascus following Mualim's offer, but would go any place to remove the suffering of the Syrian people. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The top Catholic official in Britain, Cardinal Keith O'Brien, resigned on Monday and announced that he would not take part in the election of a new pope, following reports of inappropriate behavior with priests working for him. A report on Sunday in the British weekly newspaper Observer alleged that three priests and one former priest had filed complaints against O'Brien with Nuncio Antonio Menini, the Vatican's ambassador to Britain, and called for O'Brien to be forced to resign. A spokesman for the 74-year-old cardinal told the paper that the charges were disputed. In Rome, Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said that the Pope had accepted O'Brien's resignation. A video posted on YouTube on Monday apparently shows seven French hostages kidnapped from northern Maroon with a masked militant claiming the radical Islamic group Boko Haram from neighboring Nigeria is holding them. The video shows one of two French men reading a statement with a woman in between them. Four children sit on the ground near them, flanked by two masked militants with guns. A masked militant in front says the kidnappings were due to the French military intervention in northern Mali. The man also threatens the Nigerian and Cameroonian governments, calling on them to release the imprisoned members. The man threatens to kill the French hostages if the group's demands are not met. The widening horsemeat scandal in Europe has now affected Swedish furniture giant IKEA. Authorities said they had detected horsemeat in frozen meatballs labeled as beef and pork and sold in 13 countries across the continent. The Czech State Veterinary Administration said that horsemeat was found in 1-kilogram packs of frozen meatballs made in Sweden and shipped to IKEA stores in the French Republic. An IKEA spokeswoman said meatballs from the same batch had gone out to Slovakia, Hungary, France, Britain, Portugal, the Netherlands, Belgium, Spain, Italy, Greece, Cyprus, and Ireland. And coming on the heels of the horsemeat labeled as beef scandal in Europe, authorities are investigating whether some 150 farms in northern Germany made false claims about the quality of their eggs. Prosecutors in the city of Oldenburg suspect the farms sold the eggs as organic or free range when in fact they didn't meet those strict labeling requirements. And at the Los Angeles Academy Awards, Daniel Day-Lewis won a record third Best Actor Oscar for his portrayal of President Abraham Lincoln. Jennifer Lawrence took Best Actress for her role in Silver Linings Playbook. And Argo took the Best Movie. Adele's Bond-themed Skyfall won the Best Original Song. And Christoph Waltz won Best Supporting Actor for Django Unchained. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.